Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Averill trying to get to home. West throws the ball into Farrell who tags Averill who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kahm moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Burns reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Jim Lovie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovie is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lovie for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Lovie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Knickerbocker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. Campbell moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spencer for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.